Hi everybody, Jackie Grant here from Break Free Consultancy. So this podcast is all about how to grow your business, how to have success, especially in the disability sector. One of the biggest things I'm constantly asked is, how do I get clients? Well, you'll hear me say it and other people will tell you as well, you do not get clients, you attract them. Now, one of the biggest ways to attract clients is to be authentically you. If you say you're going to do something, then show up and do it. And if you can't, at least communicate in a positive way. Understanding your ideal client or your ideal person that you would like to work with is so important. We are not for everybody, and I know that so well. For example, I'm neurodivergent. I have ADHD and ASD, and some days I can talk a lot, so that can be too much for some people. Some days, some people are just struggling. They require your support, especially being in the disability sector, and they're having a tough day and they can't tell you exactly what it is they want. Is that person for you? Or do you want someone that is youthful and wanting to go out and do camping and kayaking and swimming and all those amazing outdoor activities? Is that your ideal client? When you know exactly who your ideal client is, you're able to connect with them through the words you use, through the images that you put on your social media, your website. You have clarity and it's so easy to see. I know businesses in the disability sector that when you go to their website, there is no doubt about the services that they provide. Their photos demonstrate that. The words they use is like about adventure and fun and excitement. Now, if that's not your ideal client, or if you're the client looking for the service provider and you come across that website and you go, oh no, that's too busy for me, then you've instantly made a decision. You've chosen not to connect with that business. Now, as a business owner, how you represent yourself on social media, how you show up for that meet and greet with that person, how you engage in your email, the tonality you use. Are you friendly? Are you walking in there listening to that person? These are the requirements that I need for my support. And you're hearing them and you're acknowledging them. Thank you, Mary, for sharing that with me. I understand that, yeah, it can be tough some days getting out of bed. I'm here to support you on those days as well as the days that you're up and ready to go. You're now making a connection with the person. But before you walk in the door, before you go and meet your ideal client, it all starts with your business foundations. If your business foundation doesn't have at least some solidness to it, so for example, your qualifications, what your scope of practice is, that you have your policies, your procedures, and your documents, and your meeting business compliance. If you don't have those in place, then it doesn't matter who the audience is that you attract. It doesn't matter who it is that you're going to see, because you don't know how to do every aspect of your business, especially as a sole trader or a small business just starting out. Often when people come to me as well about building and growing their business, one of the things they say to me is that, oh, I've been a support worker for 5 years. I know what I'm doing. Great, you've got that part down pat. But what about the business process as well? Because being a business owner in the disability sector is challenging. You've got to make sure you're meeting your compliance with the ATO, with business consumer law, so Australian consumer law, privacy legislation. You've got to make sure that your risk assessment is solid, you're following the NDIS code of conduct. Now, if you're not an NDIS business listening to this, then you've got to make sure that you're following the compliances in the industry that you're providing services to. So you start with your business basics, having that all set up and in place, knowing what it means to do a risk assessment, and if an incident occurs, how are you going to address that? They're all part of business compliance. your ethics. You know, how approachable are you? What is your business mission statement? What does your business stand for, and how do you demonstrate that? They might sound like things, especially if you're a sole trader in the disability sector, it might sound like things like, why do I need to know that? I'm just going to go out there and shower Belle and take Mary to get her shopping done and help her, you know, do her cooking, whatever it is. Why do I need to know how to do a risk assessment? Why do I need to know about my duty of care to the business? Oh, don't worry about tax. I'll just like get that sorted. I'm a sole trader. It's not a big deal. But if you don't even know how to invoice properly because you haven't taken the time to read the guidelines, especially in NDIS, there's a pricing arrangement. There's caps on how you can charge for your services. If you haven't read that and learnt it, but you're going to offer this service to somebody, then you're starting on the back foot. So growing your business is coming from a place where you understand how to run your business, how to meet your financial requirements and obligations. And from there, when you understand that and they're all in place, ready to go, then what happens is when you do a meet and greet with a person, when you do discuss the possibility of taking somebody on as a client, you're able to connect even more with them as a person. And that is what is important, that connection, that yes, I am the right person for you. I've heard what you require. And yes, I have the qualifications to deliver that. And I'd love to help you do that. I'd love to support you. And then you follow through on that service delivery. You show up when you say you're going to show up. You work with the person and have flexibility. And that goes for all industries of when you connect with your ideal client and you say, yes, I can help you with that. That's part of what I do. Then you show up and you make sure that you show up. So I hope this short audio podcast, or if you've watched the video, is going to help you to have some basics, connect from heart with your ideal client. But first, set up your business properly, understand what you need, and then grow it one step at a time. Don't try to be everything to everybody. You'll never succeed. But what you will succeed at, what you can do, is your strengths. What are you good at? What do you love and what are you passionate about? From there, you learn the rest. You learn the fundamentals of business. You have a solid foundation and framework to which you deliver your service. And then you network. You connect with other like-minded people. And from there, you grow one step at a time. You've got this. I really do believe in you.